Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and I've decided it's time to take you to the inevitable, the place where women rule and men rule, a place familiar, but different in the best of ways, where the cheerleaders have all the power, where they look and wait for fresh meat like you. Would you like to meet them? Of course you would. So let's get you nice and comfy and prepared. Lie back now. Close those eyes. Shut out the world around you and take a few deep cleansing breaths in and out. In and out. Let's get the breathing nice, slow, and relaxed. Getting your body nice and comfy, we shall take you down gently. See yourself as though you are removed from your body. See the room you are in, the color and texture of the floor, the walls, the windows, your peaceful body at rest. You know this place, you're comfortable here. But beneath you, the surface you are on is now moving down, sinking down this layer of consciousness to the next, sliding down into the core, into the depths of your subconscious mind. Moving on easily and effortlessly, deeper and deeper down. You are now on level A and still going deeper. 5 times deeper with each breath in and out. Inhale and exhale, nice and slow. You're breathing slow and rhythmic. Your mind is still and peaceful. You are not thinking of anything now. To relax, comfortable, heavy relaxation spreading across your mind, flowing into your face and eyes. It is flowing down your neck, flowing down your waist, down through your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, down to your ankles, your and down to your toes, flowing gently down from head to toe. You are floating down now at level B and still drifting deeper, floating smoothly and gently. Your arms and legs so relaxed, so heavy, as if they were made of lead weights, stiff and immovable, sinking deeper and deeper as you approach level C. And still, drifting deep down, sinking deeper and deeper into the depths of yourself, deeper and deeper into relaxation. I'm going to count you deeper down, counting backwards from 10 to 1. Each number taking you deeper and deeper still, till we get you all the way down. 10, letting go. 9, going to the core of yourself. 8, peace and tranquility are at the core of you. 7, so very wonderfully deep. 6, yes, you feel yourself drifting. 5, down. 4, so close to the depths of yourself, it's blissful. 3, yes, you feel it, you're right there. 2, so wonderfully relaxed. And 1, let go. Down, down to the core of you. Floating down, you can see a light below you. And you float like a leaf on a summer breeze toward the warm, inviting light. As you grow closer and closer, you can see the lights are from a football stadium beneath you. You can see the green grass. You can see white lines across the grass. It's a stadium, you see that. It's a full stadium. And the players on the field look like little ants. You drift closer and closer down. And as you get closer, you notice there is no sound. There's no noise, no roar from the crowd. It seems as though this stadium is frozen in time. From the screaming fans to the vendors peddling their popcorn, to the players on the field throwing and catching and tackling. All of them frozen as though time had stopped. You are safely, gently lowered to the field beneath you. You breathe in the smells of the game, the food, the popcorn, the fans, the stadium. It's all as it should be. Except no one is moving. No one can see you. People are mid-scream, mid-cheer, mid-run down the field. But like statues. And though you stand in the middle of this wonderful field, no one notices you. No one sees you. No one moves. It's time to explore, and you begin to walk. Walking around the field, you marvel at the human statues. But what you really want to see, frozen in time, is the hot cheerleaders. Find them. They're not hard to find on the sidelines. All of them standing there in perfect formation, your sexy cheerleaders in white boots, hand on hips with pom-poms resting. All of them standing in perfect formation. These cookie-cutter cheerleaders are Amazons. So tall. So strong, so built, those big breasts tied together at the cleavage. It emphasizes the size of their tiny little waists that lead down to their tiny little hips with those sexy little booty shorts. Their bodies perfectly formed to tempt the male libido. All of them having that sexy dancer's physique with the long, flowing, shiny hair. Those big, huge eyelashes. As all of them are staring oddly, straight ahead. Of all the people in this frozen place, these are the women you want to see. These are the women you want to not move. Walking in between their seemingly frozen bodies, you can't help but think those naughty thoughts you always think when you see a hot cheerleader. But these women, they're hotter than most cheer squads. Most have an ugly girl or two, but not this one. These women are all exactly the same height as the one next to them. All of them flawless as the one next to them. Their skin creamy soft with a hint of glisten. Those big smiles make them look almost approachable. But that's not what you are interested in, is it? No. It's those curvy lines that attract you, that you have interest in. It's the roundness, it's the breasts that defy gravity, that look as though they are able to just burst through the thin cloth that binds them back. You can almost see nipple. Yes, you're starting to get a little excited now. These hot women are seemingly at your mercy. Do you take a peek? The thought alone should be giving you what? Really? What harm could there be in taking a peek beneath those little tiny pieces of cloth that hide the cheerleading squad's youthful goodies? Dirty boy, you want to look, but you find your hand running up the thigh of the cheerleader closest to you. She doesn't flinch. You can feel yourself getting harder and more daring. Your hand moves to the curve of her ass. You feel your hand sliding over those tight little shorts, and her ass is so firm, so round. Those little tiny shorts have a little tiny buckle. Maybe you should loosen them. I mean, what's she going to do? So go ahead. Try to loosen the little tiny buckle on this cheerleader's little tiny shorts. And as you try to unbuckle that little tiny buckle, you realize there's a problem as you struggle with it. You try to loosen it, try to undo it. And then you feel hands upon your shoulder from behind. You've been too busy to notice. But as you look around, the squad of cheerleaders has unfrozen. And now they circle you. They're watching you, their steely eyes all staring right through you. The rest of the stadium is frozen. But these Amazon cheerleaders are different than everyone else. And the rush of excitement and anxiety passes through you As you stammer and try to explain, the head cheerleader grabs you by the waistband of your pants. She tells you to strip. The other cheerleaders are surrounding you, trapping you, making it clear you're not going anywhere. All of them standing very close in, but the idea of stripping for an entire squad of cheerleaders is less frightening than it is exciting. You don't need to be told twice. You immediately start stripping off those clothes. As the squad eagerly watches you, some of them staring at you, expressionless. Others smirk, but you can see the head cheerleader. She has purpose. She is determined she wants something from you. She wants you naked, and you want nothing. Once you've stripped down completely, naked, you stand completely bare in the circle of the hot cheerleader flesh in all your glory, vulnerable and ready for whatever they intend. As though your thoughts could be read, or maybe it's your goofy smile. You've annoyed the head cheerleader, and with one good shove, she pushes you to the ground. Such strength for a girl. She steps on your chest with her patent leather boot as the others move in closer. You want a look. You want a touch. Be careful what you wish for, mortal man. For this squad isn't here to provide you with amusement. You are here to provide them with seeds. No, you vain little man. Not to procreate. They want your seed for reasons your male brain could not comprehend. Nor does it need to. She will be the first to take you. The head cheerleader is ready to drain you. She begins to untie her top slowly as her boot moves to your ball. Her top falls down on the ground next to your naked body. You lay there, you can feel yourself growing more and more excited. You know they want you. They want you. And you want to give it to them, for there is only one way to get your seed, and that's to make you come. They know it. You know it. And everybody's quite happy to do what it takes, so the hair. Naked body. So smooth, so soft, so flawless. After dropping her clothes, all the others drop theirs. The entire squad drops their clothes in a heap on the turf without hesitation. It's all so easy and free, you can't help but go along with it. Then before you know what's happened, hands grab your arms. You're scooped up and carried away towards the locker room. These women are so strong and you struggle and protest. But these Amazons are Aryan perfection, almost another race of Amazonian women. Carrying you to the locker rooms. Laying you across a bench like a buffet. You feel yourself being tied down. The women are tying your arms and legs to the benches with bras and sashes with whatever they can get. The more you struggle, the tighter the knots get. Their soft yet strong hands are restraining you, keeping you from escaping. But now that you think about it, you don't really want to anyway. In fact, you like the idea of being held down and forced into sexual servitude. Been your dream. And now it's your reality. An Amazon squad of perfect bodied cheerleaders that want to make you come. You don't care why. And the struggle ceases as you watch this bevy of naked beauties eye you like dinner for the starving. And you're the main course. Their hands reaching out to touch you. The circle closing in around you. these beautiful women, and you are the center of their attention, the center of their focus. Their hands, their soft touch, running up and down the sides of your body, running up and down your thighs, inside and out. But it's the hands that tickle your balls that pull you in the most. Oh, yes, you want to close your eyes and enjoy, but you can't look away. They're all so beautiful. The head cheerleader bends down and presses her lips to yours. So soft, yet she's so strong, so demanding. She slides her tongue between your lips, and you feel her as though she's looking for something, her tongue sliding in and out as though she were fucking your face with her tongue. You try to turn your head, but she won't have it. She's holding you by your hair, holding you firmly in place. Then she pulls back ever so slowly, her eyes fixed on yours. You can't look away. You feel her power, an unnatural power you've never felt before, never seen before, but you see it now. You feel it now. This group of people, this group of women is unlike any other women you know. They are the ones who froze the stadium. They are the ones who have lied for you. You are the fresh meat they have been looking for. And all they needed was to get you to come. And now, you are here. Desires. You feel their lust. You feel their commanding presence. You feel their hands, their grips, their touch. Yes, those wonderfully soft hands, those beautiful bodies, all those nipples and eyes and faces, all the flesh pressing in, so many of them. And there's only one of you. So many of them for you to give yourself to. Oh, yes, you feel it. You feel your body, oh, yes. Oh, they're pressing in. All these hands, all these cheerleader hands reaching out to touch you, to feel you, to fondle you. Fingertips softly exploring the curves and crevices of your body. Your shaft is already thick and achy, as several hands are reaching out, touching it, squeezing it, starting to milk it. You are trying so hard not to come. You don't want to come early. You want to take them all one by one. So many hot women and only one hard wooden stiffy to give them. But then the head cheerleader leans in and whispers, "Oh, we aren't going to fuck you, sweetie. We want your seed untainted. We are going to milk you over and over again. Starting now." She reaches down and adds her hands to the other hands. So many hands wrapped around your shaft, squeezing and milking, squeezing and milking. The sounds of your own groans are mixed in with the sounds of delight from the naked cheerleaders around you, milking you, making you so dizzy. The naked bodies of flesh pushing in, you feel yourself dizzy. Mounds, breasts, the cum rising up from your balls, rising up from your stimulated shaft. So many hands squeezing your cock, so many cheerleaders, so many mouths, so many breasts. They're all pushing in, pressing against one another, pressing in against you. You can't stop. You can't stop the rise of the cum. You feel it. You feel the eruption. It's building. You feel the cum. It's rising. Rising. Yes. Yes, here it comes. Give them what they're here for. Let them milk you. Here it comes. Here it comes. You feel the explosion. The eruption. Yes. Waves. Waves of orgasm spreading. Spreading. Shooting. Spreading across your body. Spasm after spasm. Yes. Yes, your body draining. Draining. And yet, the cheerleading squad isn't done with you. They smile at you in union. As if they all can read your thoughts simultaneously. And as you look at them, as though they are one, you know, they aren't done with you. You aren't going anywhere. You are tethered to them as long as they want you. You are a happy little pet. Willing and ready for your next milking. Even if your cock and balls aren't. You close your eyes as the squad slowly begin to touch you again. To rub you softly as though they know it will take a little time to get a little more. So it begins again, but you, my pet, you will rise up. Look at yourself as though you're removed from your body, spread out across a bench in a locker room, spread eagle before a group of naked Amazons. Who are feeding off your cum, doing who knows what with it. You are rising above the scene. And as I count to five, you will rise to consciousness and be wide awake. One, coming up now, rising. It doesn't matter if you want to, rising up above the scene too. Coming up, the scene is going to look a little blurry as you rise up. Three, nice and relaxed, feeling so relaxed. Four, the scene, a big blur beneath you, don't see it anymore. And five, wide awake. Good boy. Hated to leave that scene, didn't you? Well, no worries, pet. You can go back anytime you like. Just start playing this recording over, and you'll be there before you know it. Have a wonderfully wicked milking